Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
A little Sunday morning music as we welcome in Johnny Rabbit, who takes us back in time every Sunday morning. Good morning, Johnny.
Oh, good morning, and thank you, Scott. That music reminds me of Leo Gooden's Blue Note Club in East St. Louis. It's time to jump into the machine for a drive to the past on our town's longest street, Broadway. And Broadway is just Broadway. It's not called a boulevard, not called a street, not an avenue or a place or anything. It's the only city thoroughfare that can take you from South County to North County. That's from Kingston Drive to Riverview Boulevard. That's 19.6 miles. That's a long way. Broadway, like all streets, has changed dramatically over time. For example, we're going back primarily to the 1950s, when there were thousands of businesses and thousands of residents along its lengthy route of Broadway. Today, there are a good many drivers who treat Broadway as if it were a racetrack, and even though the city tries to put a stop to it, it seems powerless to do so. Well, speaking of cars, odd as it seems for such a very long street, automobile dealers on Broadway were far and few between, with arguably the best known being Ray Rixman Dodge, 7916 North Broadway in Baden. For over three decades, Rixman sold that maker car, and though styles have changed, one thing's the same, and that's the creative names Dodge has given to their car colors. This came to mind while reading the most recent Drive American car column by Kevin Weeks in the Labor Tribune. He noted the 2024 Dodge has really some crazy color offerings. After Dark was one of them, Ludicrous, Destroyer Gray, Peel Out, Triple Nickel. These are all colors, and White Knuckle. Though if we go back five or six decades, some of the Dodge colors sold at Ray Rixman were just as curious, like Go Mango, Hemi Orange, Plum Crazy, Sublime, Black Velvet, Top Banana, and Panther Pink. Broadway came about by a City of St. Louis ordinance of March 1883 that combined four streets. They were Bellefontaine on the north, 5th Street right in the middle downtown, South Carondelet on the south, and Main Street on the far, far, far south. Now, when this change was made in 18, that is, it made the north-south dividing line Market Street, and now what we call the Old Courthouse. So north of Market, it was North Broadway, south of Market, South Broadway, as it remains all these 139 years later. Well, this afternoon at 1, I'll host an At Your Service program. One of our guests will be Andy Hahn of the Campbell House Museum, who will preview his book, Mapping St. Louis. I know Broadway is going to be in there. It's a history of the Gateway City and 40 rare maps. Well, that's after 1 today. Well, book's going to be out in October. Well, now, let's visit some places along North Broadway in the early 50s, starting at Market. It was an eclectic potpourri of enterprises. Across from the old courthouse on the edge of Skid Row, there was the Broadway Penny Arcade, an occasional storefront gypsy fortune teller, the Manhattan Arcade, and the 565-seat Senate Theater. The Senate opened in 26 and closed in 1964. Noted for B-movie double features, especially westerns, and also for the permanent odor of pine sol used to keep the place clean. For years, especially in the small balcony, it was a temporary haven for the homeless, since for 50 cents, they could find respite for a few hours anyway. On Broadway at the northwest corner of Chestnut, there was the MacArthur Hotel. I had been the Westlake Post newspaper building. A Regal sandwich shop was at Pine, right by the Federal Commerce Trust. At Olive, it was the 20-story Boatman's Bank building, overflowing with lawyers, accountants, railroad company offices, and there were a lot of them. And the KXOK FM transmitter was on the top floor. Street level, a Morocco's candy store. They had their slogan in the window. It said, "They say the sweetest things." And there was one of the John Thompson cafeterias. Across the street, we had the very busy John Dingler cigar store. At Locust, it was First National Bank on the west side of the street and the Mercantile Library building at the southwest corner with Broadway. Then to the north, the once ritzy but now down and out St. Regis Hotel. There was a menswear store called the Original Hatters and a Lick Halter's bakery shop at St. Charles. The gold-domed United Bank was in the northeast corner of Broadway and Washington. To the north and the west side of the street, it was the St. Louis Union Bus Depot with several companies, such as American Bus Lines and Gulf Transportation. At Lucas, it was Greyhound on the west side of Broadway, along with the Union Market Garage. Offrey Jones was a shoe shiner there. And there was also the Melanthe Travelers Aid Society. Trailways Bus Lines was across the street, as was Missouri Pacific Buses and VK Lines. There, too, were the World's Fair Bar, Bert Grimm's Tattoo Parlor, and the always bustling and boisterous Buckhorn Bar and Cafe. At Delmar, it was United War Surplus next to Produce Row, where Charlie Sansone's wholesale fruit business competed with dozens of like firms, including Tony Lombardo's, specialist in bananas. At 826 North Broadway, Mrs. Lucille Bomarito owned a little bitty restaurant with red and white check tablecloths and candles and Chianti bottles. They called Tony's Spaghetti House. Well, its heydays were not far off as it became the elite Tony's of today. Oh, there's so many more names and memories. Sadly, no more time for them right now. So I'll be back from 1 to 3 today with guests including historian Chris Knopfsiger to tell about the Limp family, Donna Northcott of the Magic Smoking Monkey Theater, noted writer Valerie Schrempan, former CBS radio correspondent Peter Mayer, who'll talk about Granite City in Neon with me and Brad Choate. Plus, I'll mention a ghost town not all that far away. My next Oasis program, 10:30, Tuesday, August 27th, at the Center of Clayton, the subject, St. Louis Before the Arch. Oh, look at the time. Rolling back our way at this minute, we see it is none other than Scott Jagow with something noteworthy to say. So here he is. Scott, take it away.
Yeah, my noteworthy thing is thank you and look forward to today at 1 o'clock. Appreciate it, Johnny.
Thank you.
All right. Coming up in the next half hour of Total Information AM, before we get to 10 o'clock with Sports on a Sunday Morning with Tom Ackerman, I'll have three good things all about the St. Louis area, and I'm roaming St. Louis. I ended up in Festus at the Main and Mill Brewing Company, which is expanding. We talk about Festus as well, so stay tuned for that just ahead on Total Information AM Sunday.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.